Black and Blue, a memoir of racism and resilience. Written by Veronica Gori and read by Tamala Shelton. I grew up in a small Victorian country town with my mother, Heather, my father, John, and my siblings, two brothers and a sister. This town, Morwell, was and still is the coal mine capital of Australia. It is surrounded by power stations that emit pollution 24 hours a day. Set in a rural area and with a quickly expanding population, it used to sit on the main highway to the state's capital. Nowadays, the main highway bypasses Morwell, along with my memories. I am an extremely proud Aboriginal woman, belonging to the oldest living culture, a culture that has survived invasion, colonization, genocide, and epidemics of smallpox and tuberculosis, which ravaged communities and killed many. My people have survived oppression and dispossession, and yet we are still here. I come from a long line of strong women. I don't remember much about my early childhood, and the parts I do remember, I wish I didn't. But I have always known that I am an Aboriginal. We were a poor family and lived from paycheck to paycheck. My dad always had good vehicles, though, which he saved for. The old Holdens, they don't make them like they used to. In those days, for an Aboriginal man to own a vehicle and to have a driver's license, man, you were something. Back in the 1970s, most vehicles weren't fitted with seatbelts, and therefore it wasn't compulsory to wear them. So the family drive was a tight squeeze, with four in the back seat. We had the cleanest house and the nicest yard with roses growing in the front and immaculate lawns. My mom was so clean. She swept the floor every day and would place a page from an old newspaper on the floor, wet the end so that it wouldn't move, and use it as a dustpan. Then she would mop the floors with PinoClean and place squares of newspaper randomly around the wet floor like stepping stones so that nobody would step on her clean floor. That was the worst offense in our household and the most disrespectful, to walk on our mother's mopped floor. She was so pedantic when it came to cleanliness that I recall when she was bathing me, even from an early age, she would be scrubbing my elbows so hard she would take skin off. Apparently, she was rubbing the dark patch on my elbow because she thought it was dirty. It wasn't. What she had failed to realize is that black children have darker elbows. What I also remember is alcohol and violence. We lived next to another Aboriginal family, an older lady, maybe in her 50s, and about 5 or 6 children. All the children but one were over 20 years old, and the youngest was my age. Actually, I don't think the older lady was that old, but she drank alcohol every day, and that made her look a lot older than she was. I don't think we were related to them, but I knew that they came from the same mission that we were from.